Did you ever sell a, with a root crop like turnips or beets, where did you ever sell the tops of those plants?
No.
What would you call those?
Well, that would be called greens, turnip greens. No, then you'd have to go into the colored. That's where you sell a lot of that green, turnip greens and different greens. They go for that. They cook that up and make it up some way. I don't know what.
The what do you call the kind of corn that you sell to eat? Would you distinguish any different types of corn? Maybe corn for feed versus corn for people?
Well, that would be cornmeal, cornmeal.
Would you call it sweet corn though, or?
No, they wouldn't call it sweet corn. They just call it a cornmeal. Of course, that would be the actually the regular corn and ground up very fine.
But if you sold it on the cob, what would you call
Well, that would be corn on the cob.
it? You wouldn't call it sweet corn or roasting ears or?
No. Well, on sweet corn, yeah, on something like that. On the field corn, well, that's just field corn.
What do you call the different parts of a corn plant when it's growing? How can you tell when corn is ready to be picked?
Well, when it's ready to be picked, it's the corn itself, the husk on there dries up, and the corn corn kernels gets dry, and that's when it's ready to go.
Can't you tell by the thing on top of the?
Sure. Well, you tell by the whole stalk itself. It dies out. See, your growing is done.
What do you call that thing on top of the ear?
Tassel. On the tassel.
What else is on the ear of corn? Anything else?
No, I wouldn't read nothing else.
When you husk the corn, if somebody hadn't done a very good job, what's left on the corn? It's already dead in your teeth.
Yeah. Oh, you mean on sweet corn?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know what's left. It's all according to what's left there. Probably a lot of hair.
They're called silk or
Silk, yeah, corn silk.
I think yesterday you mentioned mushrooms. I don't remember when, but I got it down. What's the thing that looks like a mushroom, only you shouldn't eat it?
Well, that's what they. Of course, I know what you mean. It's a poisonous mushroom. It looks similar, but it ain't.
Yeah, is it? We call that toadstool, or
toadstool, or something similar.
I was gonna say yesterday. We of course hadn't planned this. We just had thought to come down here, and I couldn't get our Mr. yesterday. Loaded us down with this zucchini he's growing.
Oh, I see.
You should have. Those things are, you know, this
oh,
big. He said he apologized because he said they were out of.
Yeah, he's quite a guy for that. I know that.
He apologized because he'd been out of town, you know. And he says, "Well, you should have been picked when they were smaller," but he's talking about things for this long.
Oh, you know.
What?
Yeah, they grow them right on the farm. See, I used to have a farm up west here along the rail. And the people that are on there, they grow, oh boy, they big stuff like that.
Yeah.
Marvelous. It's all according to your weather conditions, too, you know. If you got the right kind of weather, you see, that's in your corn as well as in your vegetables, it's gonna have the right weather. And if you ain't got the right weather, well, that's why it don't grow.
What kind of plant is a zucchini?
Huh?
What kind of plant is a zucchini?
Yeah, I ain't very familiar with it. Since I turned the farm over to these people, well, that's the first time I ever ate it. I never had anything like that. My folks were Dutch and